Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Hold on to your nipples.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Old Dirty and the Blonde Bomber, a.k.a. also a.k.a. T-Mill, a.k.a. Old Psycho T. And Moneybags, we'll hear from him in a little bit, have the latest for you. The latest is we are live on a Football Friday here in the Heights, right off North Shepherd, here at Aranda Sports Bar at Taquerias Arandas.
There you go.
We are here live, and we'll be here till 6 o'clock, another hour. Your chance to win some prizes here, $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. Also, tickets to the exhibition game coming up on the 27th of October between the University of Houston at the Fatita Center, and they will be hosting the Texas A&M Aggies, two pretty good college basketball teams that are both ranked in the top 25. That's coming up. You have a chance to win a pair of tickets to that game as well if you come on out, hang out with us right off North Shepherd here in the Heights. Good time to be had. Great food, great drinks as well here. And Clint, as we jump into this, remember, 5 o'clock fire is brought to you by Kirk Holmes. And the big news right now for this game on this Football Friday, as the Texans head in to take on the Colts, they're going to be without their linebacker for a second straight week. Their inside linebacker, Azeez Alshire, he is out with that knee. This will be a second straight game. They've already designated him as out, as well as Jimmy Ward with the groin. He has missed multiple games as well with this groin issue. He is out at safety. Henry Toa, who practiced today but then missed practice yesterday, he is listed as questionable with the concussion situation. So we'll see what happens there. But Clint, everybody else, including Kamari Lassiter, doesn't have an injury designation. Everybody else should be full go with the exception of those three. We'll see what can happen with Henry Toa. But what's the most important thing when you hear and see what the injury report is right now for the Texans?
Well, the fact that Kamari Lassiter is back full go. The secondary, this is a better wide receiver group than we give it credit in Indianapolis, with Josh Downs fully healthy, with Michael Pittman Jr., with Alec Pierce, with Adnan Mitchell. This is a better wide receiver crew than giving credit in Indianapolis. So hopefully the Texans are able to stop the run, forces Indianapolis to put the ball in the air to try to win it, and then our cover defenders can cover down and get you some turnovers and stop the explosives, and the Texans can win this thing comfortably. That's the plan defensively, and you're going to have a more difficult time of doing that if Kamari Lassiter's not healthy. The fact that he's healthy, the fact that he's back, the fact that today was a full practice, not a limited practice, is big time for the Texans' defense and for the young cornerback. It's clear, you know, right now that he is that starting caliber corner. He is the guy that gives you the best chance to win ball games. And D'Angelo Ross was a guy last week that Green Bay targeted early and often in that football game. We've yet to see Kamari Lassiter targeted like that. And so getting him back is big for this football team. Hopefully this game is forced into Anthony Richardson's hands and he has to throw it to try to win it. And we can turn the football over. We can, you know, cause some problems there. And we got our best secondary out there with him healthy.
Yeah. As you said, there was a struggle there. There was some real concern if Ross was going to be the corner there. With when you look at the first game, Clint, they made plays and they had other opportunities in that game, Clint. We know they made the plays, but they missed some as well, and that was against Derek Stingley. That was against Kamari Lassiter in that secondary. That was against Jimmy Ward. So it is big to have them back there, and, I mean, you would think at some point it would be crazy to think that they won't attack the big plays like they had success on before in this game. So the hope is that these guys are right, and you got your full compliment. Obviously, Ward's not in it, but be honest with you, he struggled in that game. Yeah. against the Colts. A couple of those completions, those big plays were with him involved. And Kalen Bullock, that was what obviously his first game of the season. He got a pick in that game, but his first game of the season, he's, I would imagine, more comfortable in the middle of the field. So you may be in a better place with that, with those guys coming up. Also, real quick, with the Colts, I think the two guys that we really are looking at and paying attention to, DeForest Buckner, who had been on IR, he did not practice today. They're citing rest with that. He was a full participant yesterday, but he is listed as questionable officially. And then Jonathan Taylor, who has missed with that ankle, he was a full participant, Clint. He does not have a designation as of this moment to him, so he's a go. He's a go, and we'll see about Buckner. So they're two guys that they were hoping to get back for this big division game. We know Taylor will be back. It looks like DeForest Buckner is trending towards being back. So big for them as well as the Texans take on. This is a huge game. While we've been talking about it, this is the biggest game of the season thus far.
Well, you mentioned the two guys that I think the Texans, if you picked one individual on each side of the football that you have to look out for, that you have to focus on, it's the two guys you just mentioned. If DeForest Buckner is playing, he's first and foremost the guy that you got to handle inside your Juice Scruggs, Kenyon Green, Shaq Mason. Those guys have to handle DeForest Buckner along with Big Grover that's in there as well. They're going to have their hands full. So, you know, he's questionable, but it's cited as rest, so it looks like he's going to play. And then Jonathan Taylor on the offensive side of the football, first and foremost, man, if Jonathan Taylor is healthy and the Colts are playing on Sunday, the number one priority is to keep Jonathan Taylor from running through you and you know, for four quarters continually running the football. And so the two big pieces on each side of the football that have to be focused on and prioritized are those two guys.
All right, that's the latest injury report here. We'll see. It looks like we'll know more about Henry Toa closer to game time, but that's another big key there. If it has to be Jake Hansen, Neville Hewitt, and maybe they've tried to get the new linebacker they just brought in, Devin White, up to speed, that will also be something to look forward to. Because this running game is different when you add in Anthony Richardson to the fold. A little different than what they dealt with last week with Josh Jacobs. All right, so that is the latest there. We'll see if the Texans get Henry Toa back before the game starts on Sunday.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the World Series starts tonight. Long break. The Yankees and the Dodgers, I know earlier in the tease, apparently, I must have said Yankees and the Astros. I think I'm just used to it.
Who isn't?
I knew Tyler would love that. I did that for you.
Thank you.
No, I think I'm just accustomed to them being in the World Series. But no, it is the Yankees at the Dodgers. They'll be in L.A. Tyler and many of Houston's favorite, Gerrit Cole, is on the mound against Jack Flaherty for the Dodgers. My question to you guys and the people out there, who do you think is winning this series as it starts tonight, and who do you think we'll be talking about when this thing is over? We've got a lot of stars in this thing, and none more than the headliners, who I believe will be the two MVPs in the league. Shohei Ohtani, who went 50-50 for the first time. Nobody else has ever done that for the Dodgers. And then Aaron Judge, who hit over 300, was second in the AL in average, and led in home runs and RBIs, and almost hit for a triple crown. They've got those guys. Who's going to win this series, and who do you think we'll be talking about when it's over?
I think it's the Dodgers and Shohei. Yeah. I mean, the season that he's had and what he's able to do, the eyeballs that he brings, it's going to be the most watched World Series of all time, probably.
I mean,
it's already been like the ALCS. I mean, I'm sorry, the NLCS and some of the playoff games, I believe, already have. Tyler, isn't that what we were talking about the other day? It doesn't matter when it's all said and done with the eyeballs that are on this game from his home country. I'm talking about overall, like all of them. Yeah, I mean it's got to be the most viewed World Series of all time, I would imagine. So I think it's Shohei and the Dodgers.
All right, Tyler, who you got winning this thing? I know you're going to be really watching this thing closely. I know this is something you're going to be looking at. Who do you think's winning this series between the Yankees and the Dodgers? And if you had to pick a player, he said Shohei. Who do you think we're going to be talking about when this thing is over.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to co-sign on the Shohei take on Ohtani. I think if he does what he's capable of doing in this World Series, I think the Dodgers are not only going to win it, but we'll be talking a lot about Shohei Ohtani. And I hope that if I have to pick one, man, I hope the Dodgers send the Yankees home. It'd be really cool if they'd swept their ass or something and sent them home. That'd be awesome.
After we heard Brian Cashman, I could just imagine Brian Cashman up at the podium afterwards really talking about, listen, we had such adversity. We were cheated out of this by a team.
By our daddy.
I ain't going to lie to you. I think Brian Cashman is going to be the one getting a piece of that trophy at the end. I think the Yankees are going to win it. I think they have much better pitching in this thing. And I think it's interesting because Shohei and Aaron Judge are the headliners here. But I think the second best players for both those teams are the teams that are the players that I trust more. I trust Mookie Betts more in this series, and I think the guy we're going to be talking about is Soto. And I know many Astros fans can't stand him after what he did when he was in Washington, but in terms of clutch coming up big, I think Juan Soto is the best of the bunch in here. He has been the one that is, by the way, Giancarlo Stanton has gone off for the Yankees in this playoff. He was the ALCS MVP. But I think Soto, who sent the Guardians home with that 3-run homer in the 10th, I think Soto is going to be the guy, and he is going into free agency. He is making money in this thing. I think he's going to finish third in the MVP behind Bobby Witt and Aaron Judge. I think Soto is going to be the guy we're talking about. They've got Garrett Cole. They've got Cortez. They have much better starting pitching to me than the Dodgers do, and that's why I would give the edge to the Yankees. From the text line, Ron, respectfully, no one in Houston cares. I don't believe that is the case. I think maybe some Houston fans don't care, but I think there are some people in Houston who do care. But it'll be as Clint said, when you bring in Shohei Ohtani and the audience he brings in across the world, it will be one of the biggest stages the World Series has ever been on.
No one should give an F about Aaron Judge.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Rockets, they host the Grizzlies tonight and look to get back on track. And I'm really interested to see what they do after this one. Look, I mean, they blew an 18-point lead. That second half didn't go the way they wanted, and that didn't look like what, you know, Udoka has started to change around. You know, we watch D'Amico Ryans, and sometimes their games like this last one, you're like, whoa, that's not really what the Texans are about. It feels like right now that wasn't what the Rockets are about. I'd like to see, I don't know if they'll win tonight, but to see more of, hey, we're not going to get destroyed on the boards like that. We're going to be able to play with a level of toughness that I think Udoka is really trying to push as a hallmark here. Hopefully they bounce back against the Grizzlies tonight.
All eyes on Fred VanVleet. I mean, that opening game was rough, whether you look at the box score as I said yesterday or the day before, whenever we talked about it last, I just, in the critical moments of the game, I expect Fred VanVleet. I think his role is to make sure that all the ducks are in order, that everybody is cool, calm, collected, stop the momentum if it is in the favor of the other team, and get your guys the best looks, get your guys put in the best position. At the very least, that's got to be what Fred VanVleet brings to this team. And again, whether it's that or the box score last, you know, opening day, it was our first game, it was rough. And so, I'm watching for him this tonight.
Yeah, that's a good 2 for 11 from three.
Yep,
struggled, and as you said yesterday, just didn't seem to have the ability to kind of be the calming influence when this lead started to trundle down to give you what you needed. So Fred VanVleet is the key. Real quick before we jump to the next one, fellas, Tua has been cleared by an independent doctor to play in this game on Sunday. As Clint is shaking his head, you can see that on YouTube and Twitch. He has been cleared to play, and I know your feelings on that. To me, it is wild to me and how much Tua has affected who was voted by the players. The NFL Network does their top 100. Tyreek Hill was number one in the NFL top 100. And it is wild to me how much Tua has affected Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill is 51st in receiving yards this year. 51st, and he's played all the games.
Yeah.
51st in receiving yards. He said he almost cried when he heard that Tua was coming back. On the field, this is a completely different team with Tua behind center, if he's right, and especially what he does for what I do think is their best player, Tyreek Hill. He's been non-existent. He had one catch for 8 yards in their last game and just, you know, just really hasn't been himself.
Yeah, man, look, this is it's hard for me to even talk about the on-field stuff with what's going on with Tua, man. That's wild. But there's no doubt about it. They're a significantly better team. They're one of the, if not the most explosive football team in all of the NFL, at least regular season last year when Tua's pulling the trigger. So if he can make the adjustment of making better decisions when he football and not taking hits, maybe he can stick around for a few weeks. But this scares the hell out of me, man. I like it. I think the league should protect him from himself. I think it's a selfish decision on his part. You asked the football part of it, not this. But I can't help talk about Tua and I mean the kid's got a family, man. That's wild right there. So I hope and pray that he's.
You're not
healthy.
Surprised he came back though.
I'm very surprised.
You are
back. Absolutely.
Really.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He made that very clear at every step of the way. He wasn't shaking that off. All right, coming up in this game, let's get right down to it. You can jump in the conversation as always. The Texans offensively, that's what the eyes have been on. When they go to set the tone, when Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud, they've come together, they've probably got a 15-play scripted sheet. When they go to set the tone, should they be setting the tone with Joe Mixon in the run game, or should they be setting the tone with C.J. Stroud in the passing game? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Hey, gentlemen. Show and Clinton Show, I love your show. You guys are great.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Aranda Sports Bar inside Taqueria Aranda's on North Shepherd. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Rest in paradise, Jim. There's nasty-ass Jim there bringing us into it. And listen, it's a Football Friday. We're having a good time here. And you should every week. We always wherever we are have a good time. And today we're at Aranda's Sports Bar and inside of Taqueria's Aranda's. You can come on down. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. And it's a good time. The staff is great. The food is great. The drinks are great. And we've had a great time as always here. So come on down, hang out with us here right off. Right here, North Shepherd in the Heights is the location we're at. You're going to get down a little bit later on. We got our Mad Dog picks, and I feel like I'm in a good spot as Clint is completely out of Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs. Cannot choose those guys again.
Have I picked Steph twice?
Probably three times. Tyler's pretty hardcore on making sure he puts those tallies where they are. So I trust Tyler. Said you. You have exceeded your Steph Diggs picks thus far. Mm-hmm. So that's fine. We will get there. But speaking of those guys, and you know, you were saying earlier, I think you and Andy, our engineer, were talking like, hey, what do? Do you receive or do you accept the kickoff? And you were like, hey, man, Texans ain't in no kind of spot right now to get aggressive, get cute. Like, hey, get the, you know, be smart and let's get this offense going when you get the chance to get it going. But with the offense and with Bobby Slowick in particular in setting the tone, right? They put their 15 scripted plays together or however many there is, and they set the tone, and they'll have to set the tone in this one. And they had success throwing the football against the Colts in week one. They had major success rushing the football against the Colts week one with Joe Mixon. And Joe Mixon will be there again on Sunday. So my question to you and the folks out there, 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well, to set the tone, if you're Bobby Slowick, where do you think he should be leaning? Should he be leaning to set the tone with C.J. Stroud in the passing game, or should he be leaning to set the tone in what I think you could say won them the game against the Colts in week one, and that's setting the tone with Joe Mixon and that running game up front?
Yeah, I think it's Joe Mixon in the run game. I think for several reasons here. I think one, you just mentioned they ran it really well against Indy in the first matchup. They should have confidence this game that they can run it well. They should know what schemes and what works against this defense, even though I do remember that particular game. Gus Bradley, I believe the defensive coordinator, that Tiger changed his stripe for that game because C.J. Stroud had been so good against cover three that he changed and went a lot of shell coverage, and it bit him in the tail. So he may go back to what he did, what he knows and what he was doing before. But we'll see. There was huge success running the football week one against the Colts, so that's one reason. Number two, I think this is a game where you've got to come out and you've got to lean into what it is you do best. And right now, with Joe Mixon on the field, what they do best is run the football. It's what won the game or kept them in the game last week. And to me, this is not a game to go out and get cute. This is a game to go out, establish the run, and then everything else is a one-off, a counterpunch to you having the ability to establish the run. It's the most surefire thing that you've got in the holster on the game plan right now coming into this Colts game. And I would lean heavily into Joe Mixon. Feed Joe early in this football game.
I listen, and I see people here texting in. Yes, I'm with you, Clint. You got to run the ball, unleash Mixon and Pierce tandem. Imagine what they could look like. From Lloyd Hammersey, who texts in often. Listen, I get and understand exactly what you're saying, because I do think, kind of opposite of what we thought this team was going to be, I do think running the football can probably help set up the passing game and help the offensive line. And for me, Clint, though, like, one of the top things in my mind is, you know, can you get C.J. Stroud going? And can you get C.J. Stroud going early? And can you get him feeling comfortable early? He's your best player. He is the reason that you're here, or to a point where people believe that you got a chance to challenge some of the top teams in the NFL. And he was visibly frustrated, struggled, 86 yards passing. And whatever adjustments you've made, and I'm just, Clint, maybe this is me doing too much, I'm just assuming that Bobby Slowick and company, everybody on that offensive staff, hell, and D'Amico, have come together, especially based off what D'Amico had to say earlier this week when he said, everything's on the table. All right, we've been talking about trying to fix things. We've been talking and talking, and that hasn't worked, and we got to fix it. I am just going out on the limb and believing there are some real serious adjustments being made and how they're going to handle protections and how they're going to handle this passing game to make it more successful than it has been, especially from last week. And so to me, getting CJ going early, to me, whether that's quick throws, whatever that is, getting CJ going early is to me a big key, because we've seen the Colts, right? I think the Texans are going to be able to run the football fairly well. We've seen the Packers run it down their throats. We saw the Texans run it down their throats. We've seen just about anybody who has faced the Colts run it down their throats. To me, Sunday is a big thing of getting your star and your guy going again, getting them feeling comfortable, feeling good again.
I want to do what I feel the best about. We are in that window,
and that's not C.J. Stroud right now.
It's not pass protection right now. We are in the window of that 6, 7, 8 games into the season where you start creating an identity. And right now, the identity of this football team is, I don't think they're there. I don't think they know. I don't think Bobby Slowick knows. But it is a lot closer to being a Joe Mixon-centric run football first,
ooh,
run the ball first football team than they are drop back and bombs away and drop back and ask C.J. Stroud to go win games for you with the way they're protecting, with the way Dalton Schultz is producing, the way Tank Dell is producing, the fact that Nico Collins is hurt. Yeah, this is a lot closer to being a Joe Mixon football team than it is a C.J. Stroud football team. And that's just what I've got confidence in, and that's what I'm going to lean into from jump if it's me.
Let me ask you this, Big Dog. You said that's what you got confidence in. What's your confidence level that the coaching staff can come together with a at least certain level of adjustments that improves the protection and the pass game.
Well, they don't have to work too hard to find adjustment. I mean, improvements. I mean, there's plenty of.
Are you confident that they will sit down
I'm confident that they will be better. I'm confident that this opponent is not as good as some of the opponents that they faced. I think the Texans' product against the Colts will be better. Yes, I do. But we're in a spot where. You know, you got to come out. You can't afford to come out against the Colts and find out through the first quarter of football that you're on the same track that you were last week. You didn't fix nothing, and your quarterback's getting the hell beat out of him, and you can't protect again. You're not in a spot where you can continue to drop games and not adjust through four quarters, and your quarterback just gets rushed and heated up the entire game, and say, "Oh well, we're 5-2. Oh well, we're 5-3. Oh well, it's no big deal. We'll fix it." Like, I just think the Texans are at a spot where you got to go out and establish the run, and you work on all those things and get him going throughout the game, and when the situation dictates that. But if the intention going in for me is I'm going to lean into what I 100% know. Is going to work for me, whether you look at the last game against the Colts, or you look at last week's game against the Green Bay Packers. Joe Mixon's going to work. Joe Mixon's going to do more with less, and so I'm going to lean into that, and I'm going to worry about C.J. Stroud working things out once we get into the flow of the game.
All right, Mad Dog Monday. We'll get our Mad Dog picks coming up here in the next segment as we get ready to close things out here on The Drive here on a Football Friday.
Ron Hughley, he is the epitome of cool.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Aranda Sports Bar inside Taqueria Aranda's on North Shepherd. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. As we are having a great time here at football, here on Football Friday. It's been a fun time. I want to send a shout out to everybody that has helped make this happen. The great staff here at Aranda Sports Bar has been fantastic. They've done a great job, as they always do. We always enjoy coming here, and as well as our promo staff. They have worked very, very hard. They've worked very, very hard and done great work. We've enjoyed them the last 2 days. Couldn't ask for a better crew, for the most part. And also, shout out to our engineer, Big Andy, in the building, has kept us afloat here.
Andy!
There it is, both on the air as well as on YouTube and Twitch. And shout out to Tyler Milner, who is back at the station, holding us down, keeping us rolling as well. Always a great time here on a little Football Friday. And special shout out to everybody who's able to keep us rolling and keep us going as we do this each and every week. Mad Dog Monday picks, and I got a feeling we're gonna be drinking some Mad Dog on Monday. Those picks coming up here a little bit later. Somebody text in, Clint said, "So what are you saying? We're a run first team now? We're a run first team?"
Until I see that this team can protect, I think you're silly if you're not a run first football team right now.
That weak ass hip drop tackle.
Look, you can go in there against Indy, go in there against the Jaguars, and boy, go for 350 and look like $1 million, and then all of a sudden you face a team that's got a good above average pass rush, and you're right back where you started. But yeah, but hey, if you want to go and you want to. You know, you don't want to have an identity, and you just want to do things against lesser teams that isn't what's going to win you a Super Bowl because you can't. I'm not saying it's C.J. Stroud's fault.
Or maybe identity has had to change.
C.J. cannot play the position at a high enough level to win games with that level of protection last week. And look, again, like I said, I'm knee-jerk reacting to what we watched last week. But there's been multiple weeks. I look at Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon has done more with less. And, you know, that's where I would be leaning right now if I were the Texans until they get the pass protection stuff figured out.
Gus and Katie said, hell, they haven't shown us they can run block consistently either.
Well, I mean,
when Joe Mixon's in the game,
you got a starting running back that yards per game is over 100 yards. When he's healthy and he started a game and finished a game, he is third in the NFL in terms of production. So I would say whether you think the offensive line is doing it or he's making up for it and he's just overcoming some things, which I think it's probably a little bit of both. Either way it goes, there's no – I mean, whether you watch the game or you look at the box score, there's no minimizing or avoiding, ignoring what Joe Mixon has done when he's been healthy. When he's finished a ball game, he's gone for over 100 yards.
Yep.
So, look, I'm not going crazy here and saying that this football team is going to end up being a run-first football team. I think they need to be balanced. I think right now they're at a fragile spot where you've got to learn to protect. You got to clean some things up, and there's a long way to go, and you got a short time to get there. I don't know that I want to come out of the gates against the Indianapolis Colts in a division game that has the ability to be a huge swing game one way or the other. Whether you take a three-game lead on the division or you're second in the division and you're chasing the Colts the rest of the way. It is a huge game. I don't want to go out there and see if this offensive line figured out their pass protection in the first drive.
All right, before we get to our Mad Dog picks, the next four they got coming up. And right now, there is at least some lacking of confidence right now in parts of this offense. And I think you'd feel good about this week's game against the Colts. But over the next four, they've got the Colts, they've got the Jets. Then after these two games, Nico Collins is eligible to come back. Then they have the Lions and the Cowboys. Those are their next four games. 2-2, would you take that?
Yes.
2-2 right there, put you at 7-4.
I push the button right now, Chief.
You'd push it. Tyler, 2-2 over the next four. You good with that?
No.
I didn't think you would. No. Cowboys, Jets, Lions. Is that also, it's home to the Colts, at the Jets, home to the Lions, at Cowboys.
Yeah, I need at least three of them.
So you 3-1 is where you feel right now for you would be acceptable. 2-2 is not where you're rolling.
Hell nah. 500? I'm not a fan of mediocrity. The hell of it.
Right. No. Yeah. I mean,
I'm being tongue in cheek with that.
Bro. Yeah.
But I really need three of them.
Yeah. I mean, The way the Jets and the Cowboys have played, I feel like you think that you may be playing better than those teams, with exception of Sunday's game against the Packers. Overall, you've played better than those teams. And the Colts, I think you're just better than. We'll see about that Lions. I'm guessing the one is maybe that's what you're thinking there, Tyler, is that Lions ball game.
Yep.
That's a bit of a tough one, but I don't – yeah, Tyler won't accept losing.
Bite the kneecap off.
That would do him in. No, we'll see here, though, but those are the next four games. And as we said, how big this one is, depending on what happens here, this thing could really, really tighten up. Could really, really tighten up with the Colts, but they got to take care of business at home. By the way, just letting you know, coming up behind us, a little Texans All Access from 6 to 9, as D'Amico Ryans will talk about the Colts coming up behind us, so stay tuned for that. Also, from 9 to 10, Boomer Esiason and Mike Valenti, they will have their show coming up from 9 to 10, and then we're live and local. From 10 to 12 a.m. with Area 45, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton. They will hold you down. Patrick will be in today, right?
He's there.
We're making sure Tyler, do you have that confirmed?
I don't have it confirmed. I don't know what concerts are in town. I don't know.
I think PC will be.
Yeah, he's in. He's in.
Like, what's the other one? If it's Judas Priest, what's the other one that says?
I saw him tweeting about Grateful Dead earlier.
Really?
Are they alive?
I think he may have been tweeting about one of the members passing away, actually.
I was going to say, man, Grateful Dead, that's Bill Walton. When I think of Grateful Dead, I think about Bill Walton. That's his...
R.I.P.
That's his thing. Like, I'm trying to think, Judas Priest, what else is... Because he feels like he's more in the hard rocker than as we said yesterday, the metal band.
I know he likes Pantera.
Okay.
Boy, the only thing Pantera have been to is their strip joint in Dallas.
Pantera strip joint.
Fully.
They are some Texas fellas,
and it was
You think is he? You think?
I mean,
you think he goes as far as to Slipknot?
Oh, no question.
Yeah, probably.
No question.
Why did you go that high an octave there, Tom?
I mean, that is a Slipknot, band that is very hard.
That's aggressive. Slipknot's aggressive. I bet he used to really bang it to Limp Bizkit.
I liked Limp Bizkit.
I knew you. Yeah, I felt like you would.
Mm-hmm.
Wide-ranging fellow there that Tyler is.
I bet he was out at that Korn concert the other night in the Woodlands.
Yeah, Limp Bizkit and Korn, yeah.
My dad
was out there. I could see Judas Priest. That doesn't necessarily mean, like, if you got, I got to take off work to Judas Priest. That means that's it. That's your damn thing. I got to take off work. That means that's your damn thing.
Have you ever taken off work for a concert?
No.
He did say the main reason, though, was to spend some time with his daughter.
Yeah. Well, you can't never do it. You can't never knock anybody for that.
Oh, no, I'm not knocking the concert or the daughter. I'm just saying, you know, I don't know. I can't think of an artist that I'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna give up one of my off days for this.
There isn't.
Shania Twain ever got back together.
Stop, Clint.
That was Tyler, not Clint.
I know what I'm just saying.
I'm not even kidding on that. I mean, I don't think they ever will, but...
Like, if they played a concert that started at 5...
I'm out. I'm not even working 2 to 4. I'm off.
I mean, if Tupac came back, I'm out.
Well, I mean, you're talking about guys coming back from the dead. Yeah,
I'm out.
I may consider it.
We might have to just try to force the show live.
Yeah, I mean,
we just do the show live.
Now, look, you could get me with, like... The crew that was going, like, if I really enjoyed spending time with a group of people and everybody was getting together and going and making it a day, I could get up for that. But just the concert alone.
Like, it's got to be, like, Jay-Z got to say, I'm doing my last concert. Doing my last tour.
I've seen him. I'm all right.
That's for me. I got to see one more.
Yeah, I don't know. That's for me. That's good. I'm a huge fan, but I'm not going.
Last one. Last one, maybe I might take off one. I might. If that's the only way.
Yeah, hey, let me tell you what, George Strait pulled that about 4 times.
It's hard to trust him.
Then you can go to Vegas and catch him at Vegas.
Yeah, Jay had that black album. He's had 4, 6, yeah. 5, 6.
I saw Backstreet Boys in Vegas.
I mean, hell, I think George retired, went to Vegas, and then when he got done with Vegas, he decided he was going to do that stadium tour and did the stadiums. You know, it's like, hell, I thought these guys, they done got me for that old last show a couple times.
All right. Let's do it. Let's check in on our Mad Dog picks. Tyler, where are you going on your Mad Dog picks that you've already just selected it and we don't get a chance?
No, I always put it in there so y'all can prepare. But if one of y'all pick before me, then I change it.
No, go ahead. What you got?
Clint can't pick him, but I can. Stephon Diggs. I'm going with Stephon Diggs. Let's
there you
go.
There you go. You know what? I'm with you. Clint can't pick him. I'm going to pick Tank Dell. Let's go. Tank Dell. I'm going to go Tank Dell. Yeah. We use Tank Dell my first one, week 8 into the season. Strategic here. Tank Dell. I'm going to go Tank Dell. And then, why don't you finish off Joe Mixon? Clint, why don't you go ahead and do that?
No, I'm not going to.
Finish him off.
I'm not. Even though this would be a great game to go, Joe Mixon, I'm not going to go.
Finish him off.
I'm going to surprise everybody.
You want to go ahead and get? You want to go ahead and buy that Mad Dog this weekend?
No, right now? I'm not buying any Mad Dog. I'm gonna go Will Anderson.
Okay, all right, Will Anderson, not bad. He was the NFC Defensive Player of the Week 2 weeks ago. Got him a sack yesterday in the last game.
Yeah,
he's got 4 sacks in his last 2 games, so not a bad one. So Tyler is going with Stephon Diggs. I'm going with Tank Dell, and Clint has Will Anderson Jr. That is his Mad Dog. Pick. Our man Ocho said, Ron, I'm headed to Turner Stadium for the North Shore Acostasita game. There you go.
Atascasita?
What'd I say? Acostasita? Yeah.
That's my neck of the woods.
Missed that T there. Atascasita right there.
I like Acostasita.
That's where that Kenyon Green went.
It looked like an L from my distance there. It should be a good one. There you go. There you go. I do need to get out here and hit some. This high school football. I gotta get out there. I gotta get out, and we need to get out as well. Shout out to everybody here who helped us get this thing going. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron Hughley, as always. Houston, we love you, baby.
It'll keep you.
You
there.
You are 40.
It'll keep you there for. I don't struggle. It'll keep you there for a minute.
Oh, see, he couldn't help it.
He couldn't keep it going.
You see how he did it? He couldn't keep it going.
I want to test.
He couldn't keep it going. His pride got in the way, Tyler.
I want to test.
Oh, hold on now. I ain't flaccid.
But they told me they got an antidote that brings it right back down because you know it'll hold for.
I'm telling you.
I told them I don't want the antidote. I told them I just want to walk around until it wears off.
This is possible.
What you got going?
Speaking of Indiana, we got Colts Texans.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.